Now, I told you this in 2024 on the Fuse at 984. We are dedicating it to finding out about interesting people doing interesting things. And this young man is definitely interesting. It's all about Robert Munuku, who is an independent award-winning visual artist, writer, and film director, a teacher, and entrepreneur based in Nairobi, Kenya. Now, he does have a Mau Mau Arts, which I find quite fascinating. Maybe you can tell me, first of all, good morning.
Morning.
And maybe you can tell me a little bit more about what is Mau Mau Arts.
Thank you so much for having me on. Mau Mau Arts is simply an arts collective. We're registered as a company, though we operate very organically. And anybody who basically does film, music, dance, just say the arts, can associate with Mau Mau Arts. We have a network of close to, I think, 500 all over the world. Most are in Kenya, obviously. And we built this gradually over the past 10 years when we did a call out. And we kind of archived a database just very simply through a Google form. And through that, we were able to now connect with people from various places, various collectives. For example, I can say Trackside Collective in South Africa. There's San Agustin in Venezuela. And our long-term partners in Place of War, who are based in the UK. And even now back home, some you've had on the show, the likes of Rafiki Hub and Noir Gallery. So we are an arts collective. We produce the arts. But more importantly, we also do creative education. And these take the shape and form of workshops and masterclasses. And what makes ours different is we teach what we do. So for example, we have an actor. The actor will come and teach acting. We have a film director, they will come and teach film directing. And this has been really important for us because we've seen results. We've even been called upon by mainstream institutions to do workshops on site. That's it. That's
and
what we do.
What are some of the growth that you've seen in the past 10 years? Because that's quite some time. I mean, 10 years ago, we didn't have like the Netflix, the Showmaxes and everything. So what's some growth that you've seen when it comes to the arts?
I think there's more access to tools. Right now, you can shoot a film with your mobile phone. Right now, you could, if you even have a high-end phone, someone may not know the difference between that and a normal DSLR. And I think that is very important because it has created access to storytelling. Mm. Somebody in, I don't know, maybe Malindi or Watamu can tell a story about his life as a beach boy by shooting with his phone. And someone else, maybe in Mandera, can also tell the story of how they fetch water every day. So that has created more access. And another thing I've seen is more appreciation on the other end, because you have producers and also you have the consumers of these art forms. And the people are waking up and saying, oh, maybe being an artist can be a job. Maybe being a graffiti artist can be a career. Maybe being a dancer or a choreographer is something I can allow my son or daughter to do. And I've seen that open up more over the past few years.
Right, but with the age of the internet, right, everybody can be an artist now. Everybody is a talent now.
Yeah.
Why is it important to actually study the craft? Because if I have a phone, I have access. Why do I need to go to school?
Yeah, it's true. I always say this. I've said this many times over. It's DS, demand and supply. We have so much supply in terms of access, but then when you look at quality and you look at skill set that attract a certain threshold of market, it's still very little. If you are doing quality content, you stand out. So we have many comedians, but if you're that comedian, that guy who makes many people laugh, you stand out from every other guy doing a 10-second TikTok, and we'll forget him or her in a day or two. So, and that's where we come in. We are like, okay, good. You have access to resources, but are you cranking up the D? Okay, the demand in that area so that you are 1% and people can access that for you.
Right. I love that. It's reminding me of Crazy Kaino. He's a fantastic comedian and he's just gone back to school all the way in South Africa. But you can go to school right here in Nairobi. We'll be giving you more details. If you have any questions, let me know on 0701-984-984. It's Anne Mora here on the Fuse 984, and I am talking to a very interesting young man who's putting Kenyan art on the map for sure. It's all about Mau Mau Arts. Of course, they specialize in offering services in visual arts creation, film production, music production, creative education, and so much more. Now, Robert, I do want to know from you, what made you start Mau Mau Arts? Why?
I was working in the mainstream industry, what I would call mainstream. By mainstream, I mean organizations that were nationally identified as dealing with the arts by the time. And that's the early 2000s. And I started seeing certain loopholes in the operating culture. And it reached a certain point where, and I've said this before, if you can't take the heat, you get out of the kitchen. So I got out of the kitchen and started my own kitchen and controlled the heat. So I realized that most of these organizations at the time when getting funding for the arts was sexy, I don't know if I can say that.
Yes.
Yeah, so they started getting hordes of funding from abroad in the same way, if you recall, in the mid-1990s, after the Beijing conference, those women's rights were sexy. So everyone who had an NGO dealing with women was getting tons of money. And right now we have some other things that, like climate justice. But just to say, back to the arts, I saw that there was more dependence on getting money to run these organizations than having a model where you can be sustainable with or without the funding. And that's why I began Mau Mau Arts. I wanted to change that operating culture where artists can thrive when they do get funding and when they are not getting funding. So that implies having a business model, which we do have. And yeah, that's the short answer.
Right. Now, yeah. As an artist, can you actually make money? Can you sustain yourself being an artist in Kenya?
Yes, you can, but it will take a lot of hard work. You have to crank yourself up to the top 10% in terms of demand of the said skill set. If you're a choreographer, graffiti artist, you name it. And that, again, comes with being organized. As many people say, there's no progress without order. If you are to borrow a leaf from those who actually made it, the very visible names we have in the space, you will notice that they are organized. For one, I would say if you're a young person wishing to keep the light on from the arts, you need to be registered in one shape and form, at the very least as a business name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I'm thinking about the world of AI, because now we're moving into technology, and a lot of artists, musicians as well, are really scared. So how do you feel about us moving in the world of AI where I can replicate and don't have to pay you anymore?
It's inevitable. You will not stop the progression of AI. And I will use this example, which I just saw in a recent interview, interview with Tucker Carlson, and he said that something similar happened when the nuclear countries came together. They realized nuclear power is going to be inevitable, so they had to come up with an arrangement on how to manage it. And Putin said the same thing in his interview, that AI is inevitable, so at some point we'll definitely have to organize ourselves in a way that regulates AI for the benefit. And again, back to your question, quickly answering it, yes. You need to adapt with the times, because what will happen is, if you can't be replaced by ChatGPT, it means that you're part of the majority. If your skill set is that minority, you're that good enough, you're that unique, it means AI will work for you. And I think that's what any artist should think of. How can AI work for me?
Right. We're going to get more information in just a bit. Don't forget, Robert Munuku is an independent award-winning visual artist, a writer, film director, teacher, and even entrepreneur based in Nairobi, Kenya. I'm going to be giving you his CV. It's amazing, in just a few. But if you have any questions on the Fuse 984, if you're an up-and-coming artist or your child is maybe thinking about joining the arts as well, you can let me know on 0701-984-984. Let's get the news and then back to the Fuse. I definitely know I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to you on the Fuse 984. It's Anne Mora. Good morning. How are you doing? Let me know at 0701-984-984 if you have any questions, by the way, when it comes to the arts. Also, do let me know as quickly as possible so we can get to your questions in just a few. Now, I am talking to Munuku, who is the founder and CEO of Mau Mau Arts, an art collective that specializes in offering services in visual art creation, film, music production, and even creative education. Now, you say that your product services serve as a creative social community which contribute to positive community outcomes. But we were talking talking behind the scenes about cancel culture. Now, let's say I invest a lot of money into an artist, a musician, or even just an artiste, and then it turns out that they are not a good person. They're a vagabond, to be exact. Now, can you separate the artist from the art?
I believe to a certain extent, yes. But I think the more important question for anybody is accountability. I believe everybody should be accountable. And if, as an artist, you do something that has negative outcomes, you should be accountable for it. For example, if you are a thief, you should follow the due process of the law and face the consequences. But that does not, again, gainsay the fact that you are talented, for example, or that you may have won an Oscar prior. For example, because you did not win the Oscar for not being a thief, you won the Oscar for being a good actor. But then again, as I said, it's about accountability. Yes, you should be held accountable for any action. But to conflate the two and to remove one from the other, I think that would be a mistake.
So when it comes to light that someone's bad, let's take Diddy's situation. Sorry, yeah. Diddy, but hey. he's a great businessman, entrepreneur. He's a great musician as well, and a great talent. Now, so from this point on, now we know allegedly of what he's been doing. We're not going to strip away what he's done. But yeah. Now going forward, do we still pour money into him as an artist, or should we just let him deal with his consequences and we move on to maybe another great artist?
Well, again, he should be, if indeed he's proven to be guilty in a court of law, he should face the consequences and be accountable. And we've seen even some before him who have actually gone through the legal process and have been convicted, like R. Kelly, and he's in jail serving time. So the question now is, I ask the same question as you do, should we, for example, stop listening to R. Kelly's music?
Yes.
Because he's in jail for something that is wrong, clearly wrong? Or is it okay to still have his music on platforms where everybody can access it through their own choice and free will? I think people need to make that choice for themselves.
All right, let's get back into Mama Arts. Let's get back into Mama Arts. By the way, you can let us know what you think on the Fuse 984 about that. Now, when it comes to Mama Arts, so you said you do some courses as well. You teach some courses. Maybe you can walk us through what those courses are like. How long does it take and how much is it?
Well, we actually began trying to kind of create a structure for these workshops we've been doing. And then COVID hit. We had a number of acting classes 2019, early 2020, and then COVID hit, and then it kind of disrupted the system because people couldn't meet in person to have these classes. Then we kind of shifted to having online. It didn't pick up as well as we thought it would. So we ended up later, much later, when lockdown was over, having independent classes in different places. So, for example, we have been called by ADMI College, who you may know a predominantly film and music production college, and we did a masterclass there. I facilitated that one in independent filmmaking. We've also had some partners such as Rafiki Hub, who are more attuned to actors and talent management. So we've also partnered with them time and again. They've called me as myself, and sometimes we've done collaborative workshops.
Okay. Yeah. If I wanted to be part of the workshops, how can I get a hold of you? How can I do that as well?
We normally have these advertised on our social media platforms. So if you're following us by default, you'll always know of an upcoming workshop.
And what are your social media platforms?
At Mau Mau Arts on all platforms. If you just search, we're the only Mau Mau Arts. If you're on any platform, just search Mau Mau Arts, we come up.
Fantastic. Now, you can send me and Mr. Munuku any of your questions. Now, I did say I'm going to talk about your CV because it's fantastic. Salzburg Global Seminar Fellow from 2013 in Austria, alumni of the British Council Creative Enterprise Programme in 2019 in Ethiopia, member of the Nafasi Network in the United Kingdom, member of the African Crossroad Network, board observer for the Place of War in the UK, author as well, we're going to get into that in just a bit, of two books and even an editor of one, contributing writer of Africa Uncensored, and even four-time nominated Kalasha International Film Festival producer in Kenya as well. So he's the guy who knows exactly what to do when it comes to the arts. So you can send in your questions on the Fuse 984. Florence and the Machine right here on the Fuse 984 with Lover to the Lover. I've been giggling behind the scenes. If you haven't watched TID's social media, just a fun fact for you. Yeah. Hey, TID, shout out to you. You're hilarious. Now, getting back into Mau Mau Arts, I am very curious, Robert. What inspired the name? What's the name all about?
My grandfather was of that generation, the person I'm named after. He was born in 1910. So it's like a homage to that generation of people who actually fought for the freedom we enjoy today. The second thing is the Mau Mau were fighting for certain rights, certain things. And like them, right now, we also hope to see certain changes in the art industry. And that's why we thought, oh, this name is it's really appropriate for our collective.
Mm. Yeah. When I think about art, I sometimes have to think about politics, sadly. And we're talking behind the scenes. I don't like talking about politics, but how do you think our politicians can help funding the arts or building the arts and making this a big export for Kenyans?
First of all, having a separate ministry, because I think as we speak, it's lumped with sports. I think it's sports, arts, and culture. And it's just a mess lumping all those things together. The second thing is, and I said this behind the scenes, kind of dealing with corruption, because corruption affects all industries, not just the art industry. Once you deal with corruption, you make resources more accessible. We have parastatals that are already charged with the arts, such as the Kenya Film Commission. Maybe have a couple more. You could have maybe one that deals with exclusively with visual arts, such as fine art, graffiti, and so on and so forth, and have these work together and just decentralize these resources. Decentralize, and as the saying goes, the best governments control less.
Mm-hmm.
They provide platforms but control less. Create the platforms and let the artists run the platforms.
Right. But I just want to remind you one more time. Of course, Munuku is the founder and CEO of Mau Mau Arts, and they are a collective that specializes in offering services in visual arts creation, film, music production, and creative education. I definitely want you guys to get funding as well. So how can someone reach out to you if they want to help with the funding or actually have you on a project as well?
Again, we are one of the most accessible collectives. So at Mau Mau Arts, if you Google Mau Mau Arts, we are the only ones who come up first on any social media platform. Our email is public, our telephone number is public, and if you're lucky enough, you might get us working in partnership with Noah Gallery, where we do something called Mau Mau Arts TV. We'll talk about that probably next time. So very accessible.
Fantastic. And then I do want to know one bit of advice you'd give, because you've been doing this for 10 years. You've seen the highs and the lows, and you see where we're going. So where do you see the future of arts in Kenya going?
I see it becoming more difficult. I don't mean to be a prophet of doom, but you have to factor in DS. I keep saying this, demand and supply. As an artist, as a young artist, you need to be top 10% in your skill set. Otherwise, you're just as good as the 90%, and we know what that means.
Right. Thank you so much for joining us. If you still have any questions, by the way, please send them my way on the Fuse at 984. Let's get the news and then back to the Fuse.